Track 10, and now we come to the last of our news stories. Cooking up a treat as hall upgrades are completed. A Dartmoor Town's Parish Hall celebrated the completion of a major upgrade last weekend. Moreton Hampstead Parish Hall now boasts a community commercial grade kitchen with the flexibility to offer cookery workshops, a new pantry and a massive new storage facility, plus disabled access. And last Saturday, April the 18th, the hall held a grand open day running to celebrate the new improvements. The project has been inspired by our food hub run by the local VCSEs, Wellmore and Need, to connect CIC, which runs on a week-to-week basis in the hall, said hall trustee Julia Mockett. They provide affordable food to those struggling with the cost of living and welcome social opportunity. To extend their help to the community, they approach the hall with the suggestion of offering cookery workshops to teach people how to cook with basic fresh ingredients. In July last year, we started fundraising. Our local crowdfunder, run with Wellmore's assistance, raised over £12,500 with a gift aid, demonstrating huge community support. We also secured a lottery communities grant of £20,000 and a Jubilee Village grant of over £9,000, plus £2,000 from Devon County Council and £700 from Moreton Hampstead Parish Council, with further donations raised of over £46,000. The project started in January and virtually all the work has been carried out by local volunteer labour, over 1,000 hours of it, equivalent to over £25,000. But it could not have been done without the amazing support of the community. And there are four photographs. There was one of a scout busy preparing veg and some lovely looking cakes, and the parish chairman cuts the ribbon.
Youth Project secures £373,000 in funding. A vital community youth project in Buckfastleigh has secured funding to project its future for the next 5 years. The Bungalow Youth Project has received £328,000 over 5 years from the National Lottery Committee Fund and £45,000 over 3 years from BBC Children in Need. The cash will mean the project, which operates from Victoria Park Lodge, will be able to continue to provide safe, welcoming space for young people. Spokesman Fanny Jackson said, "This is good news for local families and young people in Buckfastleigh. The bungalow is more than just a building. It's somewhere where young people can come straight from school, share food, spend time with friends, try new things and feel part of something that matters. This long-term funding means that the space will keep growing and it will continue to be shaped by young people themselves. The National Lottery Reaching Committees Fund distributes money raised by National Lottery players to projects that help people and places thrive. BBC Children in Need supports children and young people to be safe, happy and able to reach their potential. What the funding will support: day-to-day running of projects and a stable, welcoming programme, youth worker roles and the growth of a skilled team, volunteer development and a wide range of activities designed with and led by young people, from creative sessions and community projects to trips and shared meals. Now the project is expanding, the team is looking to appoint a youth support worker, senior and lead youth worker and a trainee youth manager." Fanny added, "At the heart of the bungalow is a simple belief. Young people thrive when they have somewhere they feel they belong. This funding secures that place for the next 5 years, creating stability, deepening relationships and opening new opportunities for young people across Buckfastleigh. A community open day is planned later this summer for visitors to see the space and meet the team and celebrate the creativity and achievements of local young people. The bungalow was founded 10 years ago when community members, youth workers and local partners came together to open a vibrant, inclusive space for young people. Since then, it has evolved in response to the needs of the community. Its work has expanded from open access youth sessions to a programme that includes skills building workshops, wellbeing support and leadership development. It also includes youth-led project counselling services and one-to-one emotional wellbeing support. There is also a partnership with local schools, health services and other community groups. The bungalow is managed and supported by Butfusley Community Development Project.
Safe Breaks inaugural art exhibition at CAFE. A Newton Abbott-based care provider has launched its very first art exhibition at a cafe in the town. Safe Breaks, Devon's Monet, Lowry and Salvador Dali-inspired exhibition, has opened at our pavilion, the cafe in Ford Park. It's the charity's inaugural exhibition. Safe Breaks provides person-centred support, helping adults with disabilities build confidence and independence. Safe Breaks service users utilised a variety of techniques, including painting with brushes and sponges, collage, and working with clay to create the art in the exhibition. All the work is for sale and will support Safe Breaks' future art projects. The exhibition will be refreshed regularly. Safe Breaks opened its doors in 2010 as a small local service and has since grown into a trusted provider of care and support.
Folklore rites celebrate the coming of spring. Bobby Tracy will celebrate the rites of spring this weekend with its popular Green Man Festival. Saturday, April the 25th, we'll see a full day of entertainment, starting with a procession of Morrisides led by the Green Man at 10 a.m. It is hoped that up to 20 Morrisides will be taking part in this popular annual event, now somewhat of an institution in Bovey Tracy, which also includes gift and craft stands, street food and traditional live music throughout the day. Following the parade, the Morrisides will split off into different parts of the town to perform throughout the day, which culminates with everyone coming together to dance the Tinner's Rabbit, a dance originally created by the Grimm's Pound side many moons ago.
We're only here for the beer. It was All Hail the Ale and a Cheer for Beer last week at Newton Abbott's homage to the hop festival known as Maltings Fest. The three-day event, organised by Society of Independent Brewers, South West, saw hundreds head to the marquees in the Osborne Park to sample some of the country's choicest brews. The ever-popular festival saw close on 300 beers come under scrutiny from discerning judges, well-versed in the art of ale appreciation, who made their choices for top brew before the festival opened to the public. And it was Totnes-based Copperhead Ales and East Devon's Power Keg Brewery who took Black Flamingo, while in the separate Keg Beer Awards, Powder Keg's Paint the Town Red grabbed the gold. And this article is surrounded by photos of judges sampling and scoring the ales, along with people at the festival enjoying a pint.
Fire Crews Charity Car Wash Success. Firefighters based in Bevy Tracy have raised more than £1,500 for a charity close to their hearts. The crew from Bevy Tracy Fire Station raised money for the Firefighters Charity on Saturday, April the 18th, with their annual car wash. And despite responding to two shouts, the crew managed to raise more than £1,500 for the charity, which offers specialist lifelong support for members of the UK Fire Service.